So I guess I can talk about bondage for a little bit. Well, first of all, there's like something comforting about certain types of bondage or confinement that isn't really sexual, but it also is a lot of the times very sexy. So there's that, I don't know, there's something sometimes about it that's very like being, you know, the I am so wrapped in blankets that I can't move thing. Or like when I was a kid, I used to like I went to school at this place, and it was like one of those like charter schools and some stuff where like basically nobody really paid attention to us for about like 2/3 of the day, but it was okay. If I got tired or annoyed with people, there was this big like rug, and I would just like roll myself up in the rug and just like hang out in there and listen to music or read, or usually I'd fall asleep. Because when you're like 13, 14, you're never getting enough sleep. I still don't get enough sleep a lot of the times, but now I have access to a lot more caffeine than I did when I was like 14. And my mother thought that it would make me like a psychopath or something. Like, there's something very comforting about being, like, tightly wrapped, or, like, tightly covered and concealed. Not to mention that, like, the first time I wore a corset, I was, like, super surprised because everybody was like, my whole life I'd been hearing about how corsets suck and they're uncomfortable. And if you try to bend in them wrong, you're not gonna have fun. Like, you need to be careful with how you bend in a corset. Or, like, oh my god, you're squishing my insides. But, as far as just actually just walking and standing and stuff, it's actually super comfy because your back is supported properly and you can just stand and walk and sit, and your spine has to be in alignment because your spine is there and it's not going anywhere. You're not gonna sit there and wiggle your spine into some weird position that's gonna be super uncomfortable in 20 minutes because it's stuck where it is. And there's some aspect of that to bondage in general. It's kind of, I don't know. There's the feeling of being put into bondage is nice because it makes you feel cared for on some level. Even not loved, because loved is like this huge thing, but cared for. This is the person doing it, in order to do it properly, has to spend, especially with the intricate stuff. My ex was into that. He didn't actually I was more, ooh, I get to put rope into weird shapes. Kind of a thing for him. Wasn't really sexy or anything for him. It was just he would see the shapes and stuff and want to do that. So it was just sitting there and being this person is paying attention to me, but not in a way where I need to do anything or say anything, or I'm gonna do the wrong thing. I'm just gonna kind of be still and Like, if they tell you move or whatever, like, you move your arms like this, okay. It's not like, but most of the time you don't even really need to talk, like, and they don't really need to talk to you much, and it's just kind of like, I don't know. There's something nice about that. Like, you're not being scrutinized, but you're the object of attention. And then, like, once you're actually, like, there's a couple different ways you can go. Number one, there's the, like, hanging out, pretending this is not a big deal kind of a thing, which is super fun. Like, okay, so you're all tied up, and now we're gonna go to this party, or this munch, or this. Yeah, like, now we're gonna have, like, we have, like, four of our friends over, so we're gonna sit here and watch. I don't remember the name of that show. What was that show with? It's not important. We're gonna watch television, and you're just gonna, like, sit here and hang out like this. Although one time I got in trouble, like, there was this person that I was like, you ever had that where you're like, the person is not dating you, but like, you are just friends, but like, they get like freaked out if you try to date anyone else, and like, they treat you like you're dating them thing. Like, I had that for like a year and a half. Like, we're watching television and I get thirsty. And it's like, okay, well. We had basically just bought bondage tape for cosplay purposes, and I was like, wait, we have bondage tape. We have to bondage something. Come here. Okay, like, put your hands like this and kneel. And it's like, okay, I will do this. So then, like, we're just sitting there, and we had, like, a bunch of people over, and we were just, like, hanging out like that, and, I don't know. Normally, kind of a prickly person, so it was kind of weird, because then, like, everybody wanted to, like, pet me, but, like, wasn't completely terrifying for once, because I could see where people were coming from and everything, and I don't know, like, so then we were like watching television, and like, I was like, okay, I'm thirsty, I'm gonna go get a drink of water. It does not occur to me that I may need help. If my hands were tied in the front, I'm good. I can kind of use them to manipulate objects. So, that's how I lost the tulip glass that my mom really liked, because, like, I'm trying to hold it with my mouth and drink from it. Because I can't really hold it to my face very well with my hands. And I'm, like, trying to carry it around kind of that way. Like, partially, and prop it up so that I can make up for the fact that I can't really move my hands very well, and I bite through the glass. And that's like, okay, I just bit through glass. What do? Like, there's no way to solve that problem. That is not a problem that people are supposed to have. That's like, I don't even know. Like, at that point, you just need to, like, stop. But, so then, like, I just, like, okay. And, like, again, it does not occur to me to tell someone or ask for help. So then, like, I'm just like, okay. This is going in the garbage can. This is also going in the garbage can. I'm gonna spit in the garbage can. Then I'm gonna go brush my teeth. Wait, no, I can't brush my teeth. Okay, I'll brush my teeth later. probably not. If I had shards of glass in my teeth, I'd probably would hurt, right? I did not have shards of glass in my teeth, so it was okay. Like, do you prefer to have it done to you, or do you want the partner to be the subject? I don't know. Like, I think I'd prefer to have it done to me, but there have been people who I wanted to try it with for various reasons. Not everybody do I feel that way about. One of my exes I wanted to sometimes just because, like, once I had his attention, I didn't really, like, there was no complaining about it, but sometimes you would just get really wrapped up in, like, really stupid little things, and I would feel kind of guilty for wanting him to pay attention to me. Like, it would be like a video game or something. It would be a video game with, like, a pause button, too. Like, I shouldn't have felt weird about it, but I totally did. Because he was just so into what he was doing that I was just like, no. He would always like be like, no, you can totally, and it's like, no, I totally can't. When I don't know, like, it was super hard to get his attention, like, all the time. So sometimes I would kind of think about that, like, I could just make you pay attention to me. Like, I could just, like, leave you in the bed and just, like, then you would be there for me to cuddle and talk to and hang out with and have sex with, and maybe I could, like, attach part of you to me. She would just have to, like, not go too far away. But then also sometimes I get like that, so, like, I can respect that. People need to do things, and they need to, like, I don't know, but sometimes I felt like that, I think. And that's, like, stupid and clingy, but, I don't know. Also, like, is that, like, that stuff that you, like, do for food storage or whatever? Like, that. Like, that's like shrink wrap, but, like, that's what it reminds me of. She's like a, I don't know, like, dried apricots. I don't like that picture. Like, I want to make, like, farm fresh jokes or something, but I don't have anything. I don't know. You know what it kind of reminds me of? Like, this is not. Like, I'd like to see more things with clothing, just in general, because I like clothing in general. But, like, clothes that you can't get out of or can't move in. Like, I know they have, like, corsets are popular and, like, harnessy thingies and stuff, but, like, more talking, like, I don't know, like, more ordinary clothing. Like, you just can't take off your clothes without me, so have fun with that. You'll need help if you want them off, or, like, stuff that just, like, impedes your ability to move in certain ways in general, which is kind of interesting too. Like, being able to, well, I can move, but not my left arm. Or, like, I can walk, but only really slowly. And they have stuff that's designed to do that, but a lot of it is way the fuck out of my price range. Like, a lot of my clothing related adventures have been kind of subsidized by the fact that I know people or used to know people that make clothing. But I don't have the budget for that crap. Like, oh my god, some of that stuff is like incredibly expensive. Like, it's almost to the, you know, if you have too much money kind of level, like, I forgive people for that way more than I forgive people who like people who drink like alcohol sprinkled with the tears of blind virgins and filtered through diamonds and shit. And that's just like, that's stupid. Like, you probably can't even taste the blind virgins, right? But like, at least with highly customized, weird fetish stuff, like, I can kind of get it. And like, it's not like you're gonna get something cheaper, right? Like, it's not like you can go to like Walmart and get this thing. It's not, I don't know. It's not like some weird artificial marketing charge. It's like actual charge for the fact that this is a thing that I have to figure out how to do and then do. But like that, and like, there's something to be said for that feeling where like people are dressing you. It's like kind of a similar feeling. Like, I don't know how to explain that. Like, statistically, most of the people who are listening to this are probably male, so they probably like, maybe if you've done like theater or something, you know what it's like to have somebody put makeup on you. But like, holy crap. Like, there's never been a time when people have put makeup on me that I did not immediately want to make out with them. Especially lipstick, but that's, it will mess up your lipstick. You don't just like see somebody, like somebody does not sit there and spend all the trouble to put lipstick on you and then you immediately like, nope, I'm putting the lipstick back on you. And here, and a little more over here. No, that does not, you can't do that, right? It's stupid. But that's like, it's harmless, but sometimes I feel guilty about that. If I feel sad, sometimes I'll go to like the makeup counters and just have them put makeup on me. Like, feeling sexy is always better than feeling not good. Like, being sad or just like, you know that feeling where like you're so bored that you just kind of want to be on fire? That's how bored you are. There's no point in being alive if you're this bored. I might as well be dead. Like, I don't know. This is stupid. I'm going to stop talking now. Forget what I was even talking about.